Sometimes when I sing this hymn, I say, make me a blessing for someone today. Actually, I grew up in a very big family, so, you know, my family, I probably know with in-laws and everything, about 30 people. So sometimes when people say, if you just believe in Jesus, right, confess him in our mouth and believe in our heart, we are safe. And really, sometimes I wish when I read the Bible that it's true. Because if that's true, and then 30 of the people that I know truly, I can just ask them to believe in Jesus, confess Jesus, then they will be safe. So I'd be so happy, right? I'd be so happy. But actually, the Bible doesn't teach us like that. But rather, need to believe and be baptized. So sometimes when I think about, you know, singing this this song, it's pretty a sorrowful song, even though we're asking Jesus to make someone a blessing. And when I pray, I always hope that Jesus will make one of my family members a blessing to bring them into Christ. So this afternoon, before we come up and pray together, I would like to continue to share with you how should we live our life in Christ after we baptize. Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 7. The book of Luke, chapter 7, verse 13. Luke, chapter 7, verse 13. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, do not weep. Verse 14. Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still and said, young man, I say to you, arise. Verse 15. So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. So we have shared together the first prayer that I was up here, that after we baptize, this means spiritually, our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected us from the dead. So we have studied with one another, the first resurrection was a young girl, a daughter of Jairus. And after Jesus Christ resurrected her, he commanded the people to give her something to eat. So we have learned that for us, when we're born again in the Spirit, what we need is to eat the bread of life. Because only the bread of life, that on the end days when we eat of it, we have the hope to be resurrected again. And then we also study the second resurrection, that was the resurrection of Lazarus. So after Jesus Christ told Lazarus and resurrected him from the dead, told him to walk out, to walk out. So we study together how should we walk. We need to walk in the light of the world. But here in Luke chapter 7, after he resurrected this young man in the city of Nain, then afterward, and verse 15, so he who was dead sat up and began to speak. You can see during this time it's very different on the other two resurrections. The first resurrection, Jesus commanded the people to give her something to eat. And the second, he commanded Lazarus to walk out. But this third resurrection, when the young man arise, he started to speak. So for us, right, for us nowadays, when we have eating the bread of life, when we walk in the light of the world, automatically we would speak the word of life. Just like a little baby, right? A little baby, when they're first born, they cannot walk, they cannot talk. So they need to be fed, right, by milk. They need to be fed by, you know, for different vitamins so they can grow. So when they grow, they're going to begin to crawl and then they begin to walk. And then the greatest thing of all is when they begin to speak, right? So many parents who have kids, when they're a little child, say, Mama or Papa, their heart's very joyful. So just like for us, the day that we speak the word of God, the day that we speak the word of life, really many people will be joyful. So that's why for us, when we become mature, when we be able to walk already, the second thing we need to do, we need to talk. What is that talking mean? What do we need to speak? Let's turn the book of Mark chapter 16. The book of Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Verse 15. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So during this time before our Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, he commanded all his disciples to go out into the world and preach the gospel. So when Jesus resurrected us from the dead, when we fed by the bread of life, when we walk in the light of the world, now it's time for us to speak the word of life. Why? Because we already experienced the wonderful bread of life. We already experienced the light of the world. So it's only right that for us to go out and preach the gospel to other people. So you can see nowadays, right, there's about 6 billion people in the world, and maybe there's about 300 million people in the United States. But many people, they also desire to come to hear the word of God. They also want to come to know the true salvation of God. So that's why God has given us this great task. So because if we do not go out there and preach the gospel, and then eating the bread of life, what do? We just become fed with it, right? So you can see, everything that we do, it needs an intake and an outtake. So when we're sitting here for 2 weeks, we listen to the word of God, right? We feed ourselves, right, in the spirit. We are filled with the word of God. But now we need to go out and speak the word of God. Because if we eat the word of God all the time, we don't go out there and preach, then we become fed, right, with the word of God. When we become fed with the word of God, then we become so puffed up, we think we know everything better than everybody. But if we go out there and preach the gospel, and then you can see there's an outtake, so our body become more healthy, and our spiritual life become more healthy. That's why we need to preach the word of God. You can see God, in the book of Amos, right, there's a prophecy that there will be a great famine on the end days. And this famine is not of bread and water, but hearing the word of God. So that's why nowadays many people experience famine in this world. Even though United States, one of the richest countries in the whole world, but many people, they experience famine. How do we know? The reason we know, because many of them are poor, right? Many people in United States, they are poor in spirit. And many of them, their heart are broken. And many of them, they walk around in this world blind. They cannot see where they're going. They cannot see what they do in this world. But for us, we know the way, right? Because Jesus has proclaimed to us that he is the gate, and only through him we can enter the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus also told us that he is the good shepherd, and a good shepherd died for his sheep. And our Lord Jesus Christ also tells us that he is the life and the resurrection. Right? Even though people, they die, but if we live and follow him, we will have life. And Jesus also tells us, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can go to the Father except through him. And also our Lord Jesus Christ tells us that he is the true vine, and whoever abides in him will live forever. Why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ is the true and living God. So nowadays, many people, they yearn for this kind of teaching. But for us, first we need to eat the bread of life. First we need to live in our life to walk in the light. And only then we can go out truly to preach the word of God. Because we ourselves, we don't eat the word of God. And if we ourselves do not walk in the light, it's very difficult for us to go out there and preach the gospel. Because the world is full of darkness. The world is full of hunger. So we hungry ourselves, how can we go feed those people who are hungry? If we walk in darkness ourselves, how can we go to the darkness and shine the light? It's impossible. That's why for us, after we eat the bread of life, after we walk in the light of the world, and then we have the opportunity to speak the word of life to people. Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. Chapter 25, verse 31. Chapter 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. Verse 32. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. Verse 33. And he will set the sheep on the right hand, but the goats on the left. On verse 31, our Lord Jesus Christ tells us, on the end day, the Son of Man will come in his glory. And we know when our Lord Jesus Christ comes in his glory, he comes to judge the world. Because during that time, every eyes will see that he is the Messiah, that he is the Son of God. So during that time, he said that every nation, he will gather every nation, right, to come to him. So during that time, he's going to divide between the sheep and the goat, between the sheep and the goat. Because the goat, he will set to the left-hand side. But the sheep, he will set to his right hand. Then in verse 34, it said, then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed my father, and here is the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Verse 35. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Verse 36. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Verse 37. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and fed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Verse 39. Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? Verse 40. And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these brethren, you did it to me. So we know during that time our Lord Jesus Christ gave a parable for us to learn. He said, when you were hungry, you came to feed me. And when I'm thirsty, you give me drink. You can see nowadays our church, we emphasize on going out and feed the homeless. Right? So nowadays in Dallas Church, we have a homeless ministry. And I think in Southern Cal, we also have some sort of homeless ministry. And also in Sacramento, every Sunday, we go out and feed the homeless. So even though for us, of course, it's always good for us to go out and feed the homeless and give them food. Is this our greatest task that our Lord have given to us? I remember when I was in Queen Church and I was in class with one of the instructors and all of a sudden the doorbell rang. And I went out and this homeless guy, he was out there. And he just knocked out. I said, oh, can I help you? He said, yeah, please give me something to eat, right? So during that time, it just happened we have an extra lunchbox, right? Steamed chicken over white rice. That sounds really good, right? Steamed chicken over white rice. So during that time, I brought the steamed chicken over white rice to that homeless person, and he opened it up, and he said, what is this? Right? He was mad at me. He's like, what is this? I go, what do you mean? He's like, what kind of food is this, you know? And I say, this is the only thing that we have. He said, no, just give me some money. Just give me some money, right? I say, we don't have any money for you. If you don't want this, food, then we have to take it back, right? So during that time, I also brought a bottle of water for him. So he said, and he got also upset. He said, just give me your water. And then he just walked out, right? But actually, in the United States, really, most of the homeless people, there's many shelter and stuff for them, right? To go and to get food and stuff. Many food pantry all over the place, right? Just like for us, when we think about our brother and sister in Africa, right, our brother and sister in Africa, we think, what is the best thing for us to do? Because they have no food to eat, they are poor. The best thing is to bring food to them. Actually, the best thing is not to bring food to them. For example, I went there last January and February. How much food can I bring with me if I go there? Right? My bag is already heavy enough after walking 2 hours, 3 hours. It's only about 10, 15 pounds. It's so heavy already. If we bring the food, how can we bring and feed all those brother and sister? Who are you going to give it to? Right? There's so many of them. Which person are you going to give it to? But rather, the concept that we have is right. Actually, when a person is hungry, when a person is thirsty, we do not give them the food that perish. Why? Because we already learned, right? That we should not work for the thing that perish, but the thing that lead to everlasting life. That is the bread of life himself. That is our Lord Jesus Christ himself. That's why when we go to Africa, we said silver and gold we do not have. But what we have is the word of God. Because the word of God can give them true salvation. So that's why for us, think about this concept. Really, the Catholic Church and many other denominations, God already prepared them to serve all the poor. Right? We can never beat them in helping those less fortunate than us. But for us, God gave us the greatest task. That is not to feed the people with the physical food, but rather the spiritual food. That's why many of us, when we go to Africa, we bring the true salvation of God to them. Because if we bring this true salvation of God to them, and they have the faith in God, then their life will become abundant. One of the sisters that I met in Samaro, really, this touched me very much. So during this time, Brother Cole and I, we just go around and walk around, and all of a sudden, we see this sister, she was selling this dough. And the dough is like this big, she's frying oil. And she sells maybe 1 or 2 cents for each piece because it's two sides, like one size this big, one size this big. So 1 cent and 2 cents, right? So that's what she does for a living. But every single day, she managed to sell all of those dough and make about $1, $2 a day to support her family. Why? Because she already know to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? So that's why for us, if we bring the gospel to them, not only we can feed them with the bread of life, we can give them the living water to quench their thirst. We know in Africa, really, a lot of the water is not healthy at all. Because one time they brought some water for me to take a bath, and I look at it, there's a lot of little animals, right, inside there, right? So for me, I put a little bleach in there to kill all of it. But you can see most of the water is not healthy at all for them to drink there. So for us, how many bottles and how many gallons of water can we bring to them if we want to drink the water? But what we need is to bring them the water that lead to everlasting life, right? The water of life, which is the Holy Spirit. So that's why when we go there, we bring them the word of life. We bring them the living water. When they have this inside their heart and they have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, God will bless them. When we go there, we don't need to bring anything with us, empty-handed except for the word of God. Then you can see every single one of them, their lives become abundant. So that's why when the Lord Jesus Christ said, I was hungry and you fed me, right? And I thirsty and you give me drink. We need to focus on the spiritual food and the spiritual drink. Because only the true Jesus Church that we have the perfect salvation of God. So we do not go out there and preach the word of God to the people. No matter what you give them, they always be hungry. No matter what kind of water you give them, they always be thirsty. But if we give them the bread of life and the living water, no longer they have to be hungry. No longer they have to be thirsty. I remember when I was working in the world, and mostly I work in the city, so I work with many, many poor people. Right? So before I came to Christ, I always hoped that maybe one day I hit the mega box, right? Maybe get 60 million, something like that, the lottery, right? 60 million. And I can give every single one of my clients, right, some money so they can no longer be poor. Then when I came to realize, after I came to Christ, I realized all of my clients, even though they can be rich, right, but they still cannot be joyful inside their heart. Even though I can give them the big house, a fancy car to drive, but their hearts would still be very empty. Why? Because they did not have the word of God inside of them. We truly have not given them the bread of life or the living water. So that's why for me, even though my job before was very good to help people this and that, but I realized as a counselor, I cannot help people at all. I cannot, feed them with the spiritual food. I cannot give them the living water. So my job was useless. Because when they are hungry, not because of bread. When they are thirsty, not because they lack of water to drink. But rather, they need our Lord Jesus Christ. So really think about this. But it doesn't mean that we don't need to go out and help the homeless and stuff like that. But that is not our main task. Our main task is to bring the bread that lead to everlasting life. Our main thing is we need to bring the water that lead to everlasting life. And this bread and this water is our Lord Jesus Christ and His Spirit. So really remember this kind of concept. But in verse 35, in the second said, I was a stranger and you took me in. How many of us have taken strangers to our house? Actually, I remember one time when I first came to Christ, one of the sisters, she met some guy on the train, right? And she invited him to a Bible study at my house, right? And I said, no, it can't be because we don't know this guy, right? Come to my house, maybe, he just come, maybe next time he come again, steal stuff, you know? So for me, during that time, I lack of faith, right? But during that time, even that stranger, I tell a sister, no, maybe you shouldn't invite him, right? But actually, this is not what Jesus is talking about. Right? Say, when I was a stranger, you invite me in. Right? So nowadays, many people are strangers to us. How are they strangers to us? For those people who are not baptized in the true Jewish church, everyone are a stranger. Right? That's why some brother testified, even though he wants to love other people outside, But for some reason or another, he just feels that they're not part of him, right? For some reason, his heart cannot really have that kind of love, just like he had love for brothers and sisters. But actually, when we are brothers and sisters, of course, it's only right that we love one another more than the outsiders. But how can we bring those strangers into the household of God? Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 2, actually. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 16. And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. Verse 17. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. Verse 18. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Verse 19. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. So how can we bring those strangers to the household of God? It's only by preaching the gospel to them. By preaching the gospel to them, they believe and they will come to get baptized. So the day they come to get baptized, they are no longer strangers and foreigners, but they are part of the household of God. So really, this is how we bring people into the household. So no longer they can be strangers, but rather be part of us. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 25. 25 verse 36. I was naked and you clothed me. I was naked and you clothed me. When we walk on the street, how many people you see naked walking around? So far, I haven't seen too many walking around naked, right, outside. But our Lord Jesus Christ said here, I was naked and you clothed me. So what does naked mean? Naked means people nowadays, even though physically they walk out there, we cannot see they are naked. But actually this nakedness tells us about the sin that they have. Because naked to show the shame that they have. So many people out there right now, besides True Church member, many of them, they are walk naked because they walk under sin. But how can we clothe them? Just like our Lord Jesus Christ said, you clothe me. And we also say the day they get baptized. Right? The day that we get baptized, we are clothed with our Lord Jesus Christ in Galatians chapter 3. Right? So what is the best way to clothe them? It's through baptism. Those people are naked. We need to preach the gospel to them. So when we preach the gospel to them, they believe and come to get baptized. So no longer they are naked, but rather they put on our Lord Jesus Christ. No longer they can feel the shame, but rather he become the Son of God, just like all of us. So none of us here are walking naked because we have put on our Lord Jesus Christ. So make sure when we go out there, we see many people are naked. Our goal is to put our clothes on them, to put our Lord Jesus Christ on them. And verse 36 also, I was sick and you visited me. Right? I was sick and you visited me. So nowadays, you can see many of us, we are not doctors, right? We have several doctors here, but most of us, we are not doctors. But when we visited them, how can we heal them? We know that our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the greatest physician. So when we go to visit someone who is sick, we're talking about sick in spirit. We can heal them through our Lord Jesus Christ. You can see all this hunger, all this thirsty, all this strange, all this naked, all this sickness is only one way for us to heal them. Only one way for us to feed them is through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can go to the Father except through him. So for us, we need to think about this concept. And also in verse 36, I was in prison, and you came to me. Nowadays, I don't think we have any some kind of prison ministry, right? In Dallas, I think one of the brothers tried to, you know, do some prison ministry, but it's very difficult to go there. But our Lord Jesus Christ said here, when I was in prison, you came to me. But the Bible say to us, right? Whoever live under sin is a slave of sin. So nowadays, even though you can see people walking around out there, but actually, they are controlled by sin. So because they are controlled by sin, they're in prison by Satan. So how can we release them from prison? Only through the Word of God. Only through the Word of God. Only through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ tells us we have the keys, right? Whatever we bind on earth, we'll bind in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. We know these keys are the perfect doctrine of our church. When we bring a person come in the church, the day that they are baptized, they are loose from the hand of Satan. They are loose from their prison. When we bring them to get baptized, that's the day that they have the hope for eternal life. So that's why for us, when we think, yes, we need to do, to go out and feed the homeless, we need to go and do this and do that. But the greatest task that our Lord given to us before he ascended to heaven, that every single one of us, we need to go out and preach the word of life. We need to go out and preach the gospel of peace. So we have this kind of understanding, then when we pray, we understand, yes, this is the great commission for all of us. He did not tell us to go and feed the homeless. He did not tell us to go do a mission, go to the prison ministry. Of course, as a church is full of love, we try our best to do the kind of stuff. But more importantly, we need to release them from this spiritual hunger. We need to release them from this spiritual thirst. We need to release them from that shame of nakedness. We need to release them from this spiritual sickness. We need to release them from imprisoned under Satan. But only our church can release them with all those things. If we do not go out there and preach the gospel, how can those people, not experience famine? It's impossible. So have this kind of concept. So when we pray, we really have the zeal to go out and serve God. So when we go out to serve God and preach the gospel, we can bring many souls to our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's all come up and pray together.